Okay, so in this week's Parshas Vayera, we learn about the inyan of Zrizim Makdim and Lemitzvahs. The Gemara learns out from two different psukim. There's really two psukim that the Gemara talks about in this week's Parsha, where the Gemara seems to be learning out the inyan of Zrizim Makdim and Lemitzvahs. The first comes up in Perek Yotes, Pasuk Chav Zayin. This is a pasuk that's said right by the by Sedayim. Hashem wiped out Sedayim. The pasuk says, "Vayashkim Avram ba'boiker el amakim asher amad shamas pnei Hashem." Avram got up early in the morning, and he's going to daven. That's what he's doing here. He's getting up early in the morning to daven. That's the first place, and the second place comes up in Perek Chav Beis, pasuk Gimel, a little more famous. This is where by the Akedah, "Vayashkim Avram ba'boiker vayachav oishes chamoyroi." Right, so this is where he's going to do the Akedah. So here also, again, he got up early in the morning. So these are the two psukim, primarily, that the Gemara is going to be discussing when it talks about the inyan of Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs. Okay, so the first Gemara we're going to turn to is a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadi Aleph, Amud Aleph, all the way on the bottom. Second line from the bottom. So the pasuk says, "Vayyavek ish imoy ad alis hashalchar." This is the pasuk that talks about the fight that Yaakov Avinu, right? He went back for the pachim ketanim, and he it was at night, and he got into a fight with Esav's malach, and it says, "Vayyavek ish imoy ad alis hashalchar." Until alis hashalchar, we all know the story. So Amr Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Mikan from here, l'tamid chacham shlo yatzay yachidi balayla." From this pasuk, we learn out that a tamid chacham should not go out alone at night. Why? Because you see that Yaakov Avinu went out alone at night to get the pachim ketanim, and you see that he had saris. He had the the Esav's malach came and fought with him the whole night. So we see that a tamid chacham should not go out at night. There's mazikin, and it's not safe. Then the Gemara goes on. I'm going to skip a little bit. And then Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis, Rabbi Avo Amr, the top line. Rabbi Avo Amr Mehacha, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker Vayacha Voish Es Vegaimer. Look, Rabbi Avo, no, the pasuk that you know that a Talmud Chacham should not go out alone at night is the pasuk of Vayashkem Avram Baboiker Vayacha Voish Es Chamay, right? We just said the pasuk. This is the pasuk by the Akedah. That you see that Avraham Avinu got up in the morning. So he got up in the morning, so he didn't go at night. Why didn't he go at night? So you see that it was dangerous. So you see from this pasuk that a Talmud Chacham should not go out at night. So he's Dr. Bevo. Frek Taisvis, two kashas. Mamash, two bomb kashas on this limud. He says, first of all, how can you learn out from Avraham Avinu that you shouldn't go out alone at night from the Akedah? By the Akedah, he had a whole party with him. He had Shnei Narvima, he had Yitzchak. See, he wasn't alone at all. That's the first kasha. Second of all, we know there's a famous yesod, which is Shluchei Mitzvah, ain't a Nizaikin. Shluchei Mitzvah do not get, you don't have to worry about Mazikin, you don't have to worry about anything. Shluchei Mitzvah, they're fine. So Avraham Avinu was going to do the Akedah. You're going to do the Akedah, that's a mitzvah. So anyway, we're not talking about a Talmud Chacham that goes out at night when he's going to do a mitzvah. No, that's fine. It's only dangerous when a Talmud Chacham is going out at night for other reasons. Personal reasons, whatever reasons. But not to do a mitzvah. So these two kashas, l'chaira, how can Rabbi Avo say from this pasuk, Yashkim Avram Baboike, that by the Akedah, that you see that a Talmud Chacham should not go out alone at night, it can't be. He had a whole party with him and he was going to do a mitzvah. So Zok Taisus. Taisus says that there's really a girsa problem. It really doesn't mean the pasuk that's said by the Akedah. Vayashkim Avraham Baboiker Vayachavosh. The Gemara says Vayachavosh, but Zok Taisus, it doesn't mean Vayachavosh because I the two kashas that he just asked. Elamai, it's talking about the pasuk that we said by Sedayim. When Avraham got up early to daven. Vayashkim Avram Babaika, that's what it means. It means the Pasuk of Sedayim. There he was talk alone, and there was no special tzivoy for him to daven. Yeah, I mean, maybe it was a mitzvah, but There was no special mitzvah for him to go daven for Sinaim, and he was alone. So like this, that's how you can learn out from the pasuk that you shouldn't atam chalav shnah kvar at night, because the fact that he didn't do it at night, so you see that Avram waited for the morning. So maybe from that pasuk, that's what Rav was talking about. Okay. Rashi doesn't seem to go with Tysus. Rashi holds a note that this pasuk, Vayashkem Avram Abayker, it's really the pasuk of the Akedah. It is the pasuk of the Akedah. So what does he do with Tysus? It's two kashas. So it doesn't seem that from Rashi that the kasha of Shluchei Mitzvah in the Zaykin is bothering Rashi. For some reason, Rashi doesn't deal with that problem. Maybe Rashi doesn't hold that's really such a steadfast rule. I don't know, but Rashi just does talk about the other problem. Taisa said that Lamaisi had a whole party with him. He had Shnei Narvima, he had Yitzchak. So Zakt Rashi like this: Vayashkin Babaiker, small Rashi, although near the top, second Rashi on the page. Veloy Kaidem Hayayim. He got up in the morning, not before daytime, meaning not at night. The Afal Gav Delav Yochid Have, even though he wasn't alone. The Kol Shekain Yechidi. Zakt Rashi, it's a beautiful raya. What do you mean it's not a raya? It's a beautiful raya. Because Avram had a whole camp and still he didn't go out at night. So kol shekein kav chomer that a talmid chacham should not go out alone at night. So from Rashi, it's a beautiful raya. What do you mean? It's a kol shekein. If he doesn't go out at night, if he doesn't go out with a whole party at night, for sure a talmid chacham should not go out alone by himself at night. Okay, so this is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, Vinegeya, which pasuk can Rabbi Avo be telling us that a Talmid Chacham should not go out at night? Right? Like Tosfos, it's the pasuk that's said by Sinai, and according to Rashi, it's the pasuk that's said by the Akedah. Now, because of this machlokes, it's going to be clear that the pasuk that they learn out, the reason Makdim L'mitzvah is only, there's only two pasukim in this week's parasha, right, that we learn it out from. So, L'shitasam, it's going to be how they learn out from which pasuk is the reason Makdim L'mitzvah. So, let's turn to the Gemara Psachim. Psachim Dav Dalet Amud Aleph. So, the Gemara is talking about, right, we know about B'dikas Chametz. So, B'dikas Chametz, we're by the Chametz the night before Erev Pesach, right? The night of Erev Pesach, that's when we do B'dikas Chametz. In the morning, we burn it, right? So the Gemara asks like this: Chametz is only aser when from Sheish Lois and onwards, 6 hours into the day and onwards. That's when Chametz is aser. But anytime before then, Chametz is mutter. So what are we going all the way back the night before and checking for Chametz? Let's check for Chametz as soon as the beginning of the 6th hour. It'll take us an hour. We'll finish up, and then by the end of the 6th hour, everything's going to be awesome, so everything will be fine. Why do you have to go be mocked into the night before? So the Gemara says, you're going to tell me Zrizim Makdim L'mitzvahs. It says, Zrizim Makdim L'mitzvahs is only going to make you check in the morning. It's not going to make you check the night before. Okay, and then the Gemara gives an answer. But the point that I'm trying to bring out is that Zrizim Makdim L'mitzvahs, the Gemara says, and how do we know Zrizim Makdim L'mitzvahs? Shenemar Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. And that's it. That's all the Gemara says. It doesn't say any further part of the pasuk. Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. So which pasuk is this referring to? So Tosfos right away jumps on the Gemara and says, obviously, this is not the pasuk of Sedayim. Because the pasuk of Sedayim is the Gemara in Chulin. That's where we learn out that Tam Chacham Shnako out alone at night. So it must be, which pasuk is left? The pasuk of the Akedah. So the pasuk of the Akedah, that's this pasuk Vayashkem Avram Baboiker and Dav Daladim and Alf that we learn out Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvus according to Tosfos, that, and he says it clearly here, that's the pasuk by the Akedah. Rashi, on the other hand, Rashi's going to have to learn that it's the pasuk of Sedayim, because Rashi uses the pasuk of the Akedah to tell you that a Talmid Chacham should not go out at night. Why you can't learn out two things from one pasuk? I'm not sure, but it seems from Tosfos that you can only learn out one thing from each pasuk, either that a Talmid Chacham cannot go out at night alone, or is reason magdil mitzvahs. You can't learn out both. So therefore, we have two psukim. Beautiful. One pasuk according to Taisus, the pasuk of Sedaim is going to teach you that a tam chacham shnakwan at night. And this pasuk by the Akedah is going to tell us that a reason magdil mitzvahs according to Rashi is going to be fakert. Rashi holds in Gemara and Chulin that which pasuk is telling us that a tam chacham shnakwan at night. That's the pasuk said by the Akedah. So the pasuk over here in Tzachim that's teaching us the reason Akdim Lomitzis is going to be the pasuk of Sedaim. Yeah? And even though there's a diak in Rashi, like this is not clear from Rashi that he's talking about the pasuk of Sedaim. I think there might be a diak, but I don't want to get stuck up on that. But L'chayra, it's Mavur from a different Gemara. And this is the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma, Tavchav Ches on the days, also talking about Zrizim Magdim L'mitzvahs, the Pasuk there says, and the Gemara there says, Zrizim Magdim L'mitzvahs Shenemar Vayashkim Avram Baboiker Vayachavosh V'goymer. So here it does say Vayachavosh. So this is the Pasuk that's said by the Akedah. So you see Zrizim Magdim L'mitzvahs, which Pasuk? The Vayashkim Avram Baboiker Vayachavosh. So like Taisvis, that's very good. That's exactly how Taisvis learns. That's the Mavur from Safa. Zok the Bach, there's a little Aleph there, and the Bach takes out Vayachavosh. Right? The Bach, why is he taking out Vayachavosh? Because he's learning that that's the wrong Pasuk. The Pasuk is really the Pasuk of Sedaim that's teaching us Zrizim Akdim Lomitzvah. So now Avram Avinu got up to David. That's the Pasuk that's teaching us of Zrizim Akdim Lomitzvah. So therefore, the Bach takes out Vayachavosh. So the Bach and Rashi are one shita. They hold again that the pasuk that we learn out, Zrizim Akdim L'mitzvahs, is the pasuk of Sedaim, and the pasuk that teaches us that the Tam Chacham Shnakwa tonight, that's the pasuk of the Akedah. Okay, so Al Koponim, we have this machlokes Rashi, the Bach with Taisvis about which pasuk to learn out Zrizim Akdim L'mitzvahs. Right, and first shiloh that I'm going to ask is that what's the yisoid of the machlekes. What's really going on? Is it just tamazai? You know, which pasuk we can learn from? I mean, Taisus had some problems with that pasuk over there. Rashi kind of answered them up. I mean, well, can we get on the same page? Or what's really the yisoid of the machlekes here? It seems like such a, you know, like, which pasuk to learn from? You can really learn from both. You know, like, what's really going on? Okay. So that's the first question. Now, there's a Taisvis in Baba Basra, Daf Hei Amud Beis. Divri Amaskol Ki Hechi Deloi Litzredin. Taisvis over here, I'm not going to give out the whole Taisvis, but Taisvis over here says like this. He says, he brings from the Gemara Bava Metzia, that the Gemara Bava Metzia says that it had a Shaila. Had a Shaila, if you have a lender and a borrower, okay, and the borrower says, I paid you back, Mr. Lender. And the lender says, no, you didn't, Mr. Bauer. You never paid me back. Right? A very rare situation. So the Bauer says, I paid you back. The lender says, I don't. Who's believed? So the Gemara says, of course, it depends. When is the Bauer saying that he paid him back? Now, if, for example, the Gemara says, if, for example, you have a halva for 30 days, right? The loan's for 30 days. You got to pay him back after 30 days. And then the borrower comes within 30 days. He comes 15 days later after he borrowed the money. He says, remember, Mr. Lender, I came to you a week after you lent me the money, and I paid you back. And now it's 15 days. I just want to remind you about that. And the lender says, no, not at all. That never happened. You never paid me back. So then the Gemara says that in that case, the borrower is not believed. Okay? The borrower is not believed to say that he paid up within 30 days, only after 30 days, perhaps. We're not going to talk about after Shlesh Yimei, but let's just concentrate on within 30 days. Within 30 days, the borrower is not believed to say that he paid back. Zok the Gemara, how do you know that? So I know it like this. There's a case of Pidyon HaBen, right? And we know that you have to be paid to your son 30 days, a Bechor, 30 days after he's born. Okay, let's say the father dies before 30 days is up. So now, do we look at this kid? Maybe the father was paid to him before he died. Maybe within the 30 days he went over to the Kohen and said, listen, I want to give you the money. And maybe even though it's not chal now, it'll be chal once 30 days hits. You know, do we say that the father did that? He arranged with the kain and everything, and then everything's in place, and he paid him the money. Or do we say that no, maybe that the father did not, was not paid to him, and therefore this kid's going to need a pidyon aveh. So the Gemara says that it's a bride. So that says that the kid is becheskas, not padu. He's becheskas shaloi nifta. Anytime before 30 days, we assume that the father did not, was not paid to his son. So the same way that within 30 days, by pidyon aben, if the father dies, we assume that the father did not pay back. So too, when you have a lender and a borrower, and there's a 30-day loan, for example, and the borrower says 15 days into it that I paid you back already, the borrower is not believed. Okay, that is the Gemara. Okay, now comes Tosfos. That's the Akdama. Zok Tosfos, he has a kasha. The kasha is that how can you bring me a raya for pidyon aben? Pidyon aben, there's no tirda. There is no tirda. Right? There's no kayin that you have to avoid when you're walking on the street. Oh, I know that you just had a baby, and I'm starting to, you know, spend the money that I'm about to get. There's no kayin that's doing that, because you can really pick whatever kayin you want. But by a lender and a borrower, the borrower has to avoid the lender. He doesn't want to daven next to Mishul. He has to make sure he walks home a different way now, and he's just embarrassed. And you know, anytime that the borrower is pulling out his wallet, the before he knows that the lender is right there. So, I mean, there's a special difference. This is a special tirda that you have by a lender and a borrower that you do not have by pidyon aben. So by pidyon aben, the guy has no reason to pay early. What's the reason to pay early? He has no reason. No kayin's coming knocking on his door saying, where's my money? Masha'ein came, the life and the malved is tirda. So he has every reason that he wants to pay him up early. So the chayyur is a practices, they're not comparable. How could the Gemara compare pidyon aben to a regular loiv and a malveh? So Zok Tosfos answers an amazing thing. Tosfos, he says like this. He says there is tirda. Pidyon aben, there's no tirda. Why there's tirda? What's the tirda? Tirda de mitzvah. He has a tirda of mitzvah. Yeah, so what's the tirda of mitzvah? Is there any mitzvah that's coming knocking on the door and saying you have to give it? No, the mitzvah pidyon aben is not till 30 days. Zok Tosfos, ika tirda de mitzvah, shetzarech miyad litain, dizrizin makdimin. Zok Tosfos, no, he has a tirda to give the money immediately. You know why? Because rizin makdimin the mitzvahs. So therefore, since pidyon aben has tirda, and Loiv Amavadun also has tirda, so now they're comparable. We were able to manage to put tirda on both of them. Okay. Chayra Tosfos is a pelatzuma. Look, because Kipshutai, Zrizim Akdim of the mitzvahs is only once you're mechuyif to do the mitzvah. You know, there's no Zrizim Akdim mitzvah to build a sukkah in the middle of, Kislev, in the middle of Nisan. Because, sukkah is coming, I want to go build a sukkah, so I want to be Zrizim Akdim. No, there's no mitzvah yet. As soon as there's a mitzvah, then there's an Indian of Zrizim Akdim mitzvahs. So by pidyon aben, there's no mitzvah until 30 days. It's not like there's a mitzvah right away, you just don't have to do it for 30 days. There's no mitzvah. So how can there be an Indian of Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvahs when there's no chiyuv to do any mitzvah? So L'chayra Tosfos is a pelatzuma. Afheyom adbeiz, Tosfos kihechi. I'm not making it up. Okay. So that's the second kasha. So we have one kasha, Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos, about which pasuk of Vayashkin Avram Babaiker is teaching us Rizim Akdim L'mitzvahs, and which pasuk is teaching us the Yachad Shnako Adonai. I mean, come on, let's get together on that. That's one kasha. The second kasha is on this Tosfos. How is it shaykh to have an inyan of Rizim Akdim L'mitzvahs before you're mechuyev to do a mitzvah? Okay. The third thing that I want to get to is like this. There's a shaila in the Paiskim. If you have an option, you can either do the mitzvah right away, or you can wait and do the mitzvah more behidim. So which is better? Should you do the mitzvah as soon as it comes available for you to do it? Or should you wait and you'll do it more behider? What's the Pashto example? Pashto example we just had actually right now is that Kiddush Levana. Right? We have Kiddush Levana, you can do it right away. You can do it whatever after a few days, you can do Kiddush Levana. But people like to wait to Matzah Shabbos, right? Because Matzah Shabbos is much more an Inyan, much more Mahudr. You had the whole Shabbos, it was very relaxing. You were learning Torah, you were davening. You didn't come straight on from work, you're not exhausted. You know, everyone's together. We just had a nice Shalosh Shabbos. So it is much more of an Inyan, much more of a Mahudr dik to do the Kiddush Levana Matzah Shabbos. So is it better to do Kiddush Levana immediately, or is it better to wait till Matzah Shabbos? So the Trumas Hadeshen, Simon Laman, hey, he was asked this Shiloh. And the Chumash Hadeshen says a gedda like this. He says, if mistama, you're going to have time after the zman that you can do it behidr to be able to do the mitzvah, so then it's better to wait for the hidr. Meaning, if it's not the last, you're not pushing off the Matzah Shabbos because it's the last day to do Kiddush Levana, right? You only have till the night of Tezvav. So then you shouldn't push it off. But if let's say you have a few days after Matzah Shabbos, so in case whatever reason it's cloudy or in case you can't do it, so you'll still be able to get it the next few nights, and Mistama, it makes sense that you'll be able to do it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, one of those days, his gather is Yud Yom. If Matzah Shabbos is within 10 days of the month, then it's Kedai to wait. But if Matzah Shabbos is not going to be within, you know, if it's going to be after Yud Yom, so then, or Yud Leilas, whatever, so then you shouldn't wait. You should do it right away. That's his getter. His getter is mistama, you'll be able to mekayim the mitzvah, even if you don't do it behitter after. The Shvus Yaakov, Chelek Av, Simen Lamed Dalet, he has a different type of shayla. He has a shayla like this. Let's say you get an esrig, and very excited about your esrig, and you go to sleep, and you wake up early, you're really excited about this esrig, but your son beat you to it, he woke up before you, he was even more excited, and he got the esrig, and you know he was playing a little football with it, and we know what happened. And now the ma'aseh is kosher, the esrig's kosher, but it's not some mahudr. But you know your neighbor also has a very beautiful esrig. He doesn't have any kids, and he always puts his esrig on a platform that's not shy for anything to happen to it. And you know it's abused, very makbet to buy a beautiful, beautiful esrig. So now, but you have to wait, of course, for him to wake up. He's a late riser. So now, what should you do? Should you wake up and right away grab your esrog, even though it's not some hudr, but that way you'll be able to mekayim mitzvah right away as soon as you wake up? Or is it better to wait for your neighbor to wake up, knock on his door, and shake his esrog later? And that'll be more mahudr. So the Shvus Yaakov's gather is like this. His gather is if it's vadai, that you'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvah behidr, then it's kedai to wait. But if it's not vadai, if it's not bar, if it's not clear, if it's not for sure that you're going to be in the kind of mitzvah behider, then it's better to be in the kind of mitzvah right away. Okay. So l'chayr, the Trumas Hadash and Shvus Yaakov are learning that ba'etzem hider is a bigger mila than zrizim akdim mitzvahs, and therefore you know you should do the thing more mahudah than rather than get the mila of zrizim akdim mitzvahs. Now the Gaon, the Maaser Rav Kufnun Tes, he says, they bring down there, that the Gaon would say Kiddush Levana immediately. As soon as it was Shaykh to say Kiddush Levana, he would say he wouldn't wait for Matzah Shabbos, he wouldn't wait for Tisha B'Av, he wouldn't wait for Yom Kippur. He would, as soon as it was able to be done Kiddush Levana, he would do Kiddush Levana. The Aruch HaShulchan is also Tav Chav Vav, it's also Shtikl Mashma, that it's better to do it right away. And also they bring from the Panim Meiris. I saw it brought down from the Panamiris that he learns that it's better to do the mitzvah right away rather than wait and do it behinder. Okay, so we have this machlaikis between, you know, the Trumas Hadesh and Shvus Yaakov and the Gaon about which is better to do. Should we do Zriz Makdim Lemitzvahs or hither? Which is better, hither or Zriz Makdim Lemitzvahs? So only shaila on this is that is this really such a great machlaikis, like if you put them both on a scale, which is heavier? Or is there maybe there's a little more hesber in the machlokes? So, let's say hakira like this. Kira is, what is the mila of doing something bezrizus? What exactly is zrizus? What's the definition of zrizus? Is Zrizus the definition of Zrizus is doing the mitzvah immediately. Is that what Zrizus is? As soon as it's shaykh to do the mitzvah, that is what Zrizus is. Or maybe Zrizus is a little more than that. Zrizus is a chavivus ha-mitzvahs. It's much more of a catch-all, doing a mitzvah behider, doing a mitzvah right away, just having chavivus ha-mitzvahs, doing it with the proper hachanas, properly dressed, whatever it is, all the things that it's an all-encompassing type of Zrizus. Meaning, doing it right away is an element of Zrizus, but it's not the definition of Zrizus. There's also other elements of Zrizus. Maybe there's there's other elements of doing something with Chavivus HaMitzvahs. So, Kipshuta, I know it sounds a little, as I go through the rice, maybe you'll see a little more clear. The Mesilas Yesharim. Okay, where exactly should you look to define Zrizus? The Mesilas Yesharim, right? So the Mesilas Yesharim says, Perek Zayin, he says there's two types, there's two Chalkei Zrizus, one's Kaidim HaMaisa, one's Achar HaMaisa. And we're talking about the one that's before the Maisa. So Zokt, the Mesias Yesharim. Kaidem Aschalas HaMaisa Hu, Shalo Yachmitz HaAdam Es HaMitzvah, Ela BeHagi Ezmano, Oy BeHizdam Nelofonav, Oy BeAlois BeMachshavtoi, Yemahir Yochish Maseyu Lecho Yizbav Alasei Seisa. You shouldn't, like Yachmitz, like delay it. You shouldn't delay the mitzvah, like, you know, like Chametz. Rather, as soon as this man comes, or as soon as it is even Allah b'machshavta, as soon as it comes into your machshavta, oh, I should do a mitzvah, yimahir, right away do it. Right away do the mitzvah. That is the definition of Zrizus according to the Mesilas Yesharim. So according to the Mesilas Yesharim, it's like the first way we said. Zrizus equals doing mitzvahs as soon as it's shaykh to do them. Rashi, and maybe some other places, maybe the Meiri and Maharius, Daf Yud, they seem to learn that it's more of a chavivus ha-mitzvahs type of thing. And just to give an example, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Amid Aleph, it's talking about over here about burning a varim on the mizbeach very close to Shabbos. Are you allowed to do that? Normally, you're not allowed to have something on the fire, right? Shehiyah, you're not allowed to leave something on the fire close to Shabbos. So, going into Shabbos. So the question is, are you allowed to have these Evarim and these Evarim being cooked on, being burnt on the Mizbeach? So the Gemara says it's fine. And Rashi says, you know why it's fine? There's no gzera. Mishum de kaihanim zrizim hay. Because kaihanim are zrizim. Shekulam hayu b'nei toira v'charedim v'nizkarim v'lay asu lachtuyeh. They're all b'nei taira, they're charedim. So what's Rashi saying? I mean, if Zrizus means that they're quick, what does being quick have to do with this chshash, that maybe they're going to come and stoke the coals? That's the whole chshash. Chshash is going to come stoke the coals. So what's the, I mean, when once Shabbos hits, right? That's the whole, that would be the whole gzera. So just the fact that they're quick, that shouldn't tell us that that they might not forget. No, Elamai, what Rashi is saying is that Zrizim is much more of a catch-all. Zrizim is an all-encompassing type of charedim and b'nei Torah. It's like a chavivus of mitzvahs type of thing. It's like, I heard a good definition is zealousness. It's a certain zealousness. Now, of course, I want to say that magdim le-mitzvahs is an element of chavivus ha-mitzvahs. Of course, if you love the mitzvah, you're going to do it as soon as possible. But it's not the only thing. There's also other things to take into account. Okay? So now, like these two ways to learn, there's also like the Meiri. You just take a look in Harias Daf Yud. Not as clear as this Rashi, but there's a Geshmak Rashi in Kedushin. We mentioned this Gemara last week. The Gemara in Kedushin by the Bris Mila. So the Gemara in Kedushin there says that anytime it says a lashon of tzav, Avraham Avinu says tzav. So anytime it says lashon of tzav, it's a lashon of zrizus. So actually, what does that mean? Sheyei zariz umahir. What zariz umahir? I mean, zariz is mahir, right? No, Rashi is saying zariz umahir. So you see that zariz is also, it's much more of an all encompassing type of chavivus hamitzvahs, doing mitzvahs in the best possible oifen, which an element to that, of course, is to do it as fast, as quickly, as soon as it's possible. So now that we have this hakir, maybe that's the machlekes really in with the gain and the Trumas Hadashin and the Shvus Yaakov, right? The shaila was: is it better to do it behider, or is it better to do it zrizas? So before we were learning, it's to break the machlekes. Which is better? Which weighs in the scale more, hither or zrizas? But the way that we're learning now is you don't have to say that hither is not zrizas. Hither is also zrizas. You're also being the kind of mitzvah zrizas. You're not getting the element of doing it immediately. You're not getting that element of zrizas in a chanani. But when you're talking about zrizas, in the parsha of zrizas, hither may weigh a little more than doing it as soon as possible. But shaking the guy can hold it out. He holds like the Messiah Shashar. Zrizas is doing it as soon as possible. If you mean like this, everybody agrees you can't give up zrizas. Zrizas is you gotta if it's shaykh to be mekayim zrizas, you gotta do zrizas. Just the guy holds it, the only way it's shaykh to do zrizas is if you do it right away. That is the definition of zrizas. The definition of zrizas is to do it right away. But the Shos Yaakov and the Trumas Hadashin, they hold that no. You're not losing the zrizas. Yeah, there's still zrizas if you do it behider. That's showing gvaldige chavivas hamitzvahs. That's great, but they tell you we want to do it behider. Everybody charedim, like Rashi was saying. So that's also a part of it. That you can also, they can also do it if you do it behider. That's also being mekayim zrizas. Just you're just missing out on just one element of zrizas, which is to do the mitzvah right away. Okay? So maybe that's how we can say that machlokes. So now maybe we can say that with this chakira, that's the pshat in the machloikis, which pasuk to learn zrizas makdim l'mitzvahs. Being like this, if you hold that zrizas, the definition of zrizas is doing the mitzvah as soon as it's possible, so then which pasuk is more appropriate to learn out zrizas makdim l'mitzvahs? L'chaira, the pasuk that's more appropriate is if as soon as this man of the mitzvah comes, the person did the mitzvah. So by Avraham Avinu, by the Akedah, he didn't do the mitzvah right away, right? He got up and he's Yachvish Hashamayim, right? And he walked to the he got the whole party together. They went to the har, then they went up the har, and then they finally they ended up doing the Akedah. But the Akedah was the mitzvah, not saddling his donkey. Now, of course, you'll hear some camp, maybe more of a Hasidic shofar that no, the pshat is that the achana is the chelik of the mitzvah. Okay, but Kipshuta, Yachana is not a chelak in the mitzvah. Yachana is a very nice thing, and it's a nice thing to do for mitzvahs, and it makes the mitzvah more important, more chashim. But it's not the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is the akedah. Yachana is very nice, but it's not the mitzvah. So if we have to choose which pasuk, if you hold that zrizas equals doing the mitzvah as soon as possible, so then sedai makes a lot more sense. Because as soon as Avram got up, he davened. He washed his hands and he davened. Right? What else is he going to do? So there you see that he's doing the mitzvah right away. So he's doing the mitzvah right away. That makes sense to learn from that pasuk that Zrizas makdim l'mitzvahs. Because Zrizas is doing the mitzvah as soon as possible, as soon as this man hits. So as soon as this man hits in the morning, Avraham got up and he died. But if you learn that Zrizas makdim, that Zrizas is not the definition of for Zrizas makdim l'mitzvahs, it's just an element. So then as long as you're doing the mitzvah as soon as possible, with also doing the other parts of zrizus, with hiddur and with hachana and all that stuff, that could also be being the kind of mitzvah zrizus. So and you can also be, so you can even learn out zrizus makdim l'mitzvahs. Because Avram, so according to Taisus, that's what I'm saying. Taisus learns like the pshat that zrizus is an all-encompassing type of chavivas hamitzvahs type of svar. That it's doing with hiddur, doing with achana, doing with ashavas, loving the mitzvah, ava, and avas Hashem. So all these things are part of zrizus also. So according to Taisus, he holds that this is all-encompassing. You're not losing out. So as soon as Avraham Avinu got up to do the akedah, he was busy with ve'achvich ashamayir. That's all part of zrizus. He was busy with the achanas, he was busy with all these things. That's an element of zrizus. So the fact that he got up early, so that after he's done with all the achanas, he'll be able to do it as soon as possible. You can also learn out zrizas makdim l'mitzvahs according to Taisus. It's also an idea of zrizas makdim l'mitzvahs because he is doing it as soon as possible, but he's also doing other elements of zrizas. So that's also that's like Taisus why he's learning from the pasuk of the akedah. Now that we took it this far, maybe we can take it one step further. Just one step further. The Taisus and Bava Basra. And we all remember Taisus and Bava Basra, which basically taught us that it's shayach to have Zrizim Akdim Mitzvahs before the mitzvahs even, before even mechuyiv to do the mitzvah. Now, Kipshutai, that makes no sense. You have to be mechuyiv in the mitzvah in order to have a milo Zrizim Akdim Mitzvahs. There's no Indian to build the sukkah 5 days before for sukkahs, right? What's the, I mean, al-zrizim, there's no Indian. But like what we're saying in Taisus, that Taisus holds that zrizim is really an all-encompassing thing. Right? It's a chavivis ha-mitzvahs. It's showing ava to the mitzvah. It's a lot more than just doing it as soon as possible. So b'zoi, now maybe we can say that even before the mitzvah's mechoyev to be done, there can still be an element of Zrizim Akdim Mitzvahs. There can still be an element of Zrizim. Because you're showing Chavivus HaMitzvahs by making sure that everything's taken care of. Making sure that you're doing everything for the Pinyan HaBen even before the Mitzvah's Chal. Maybe now, that since we said Zrizim is much more of an encompassing Chavivus HaMitzvahs type of Svara, that you're doing it with Chavivus HaMitzvahs, so now it can make sense, maybe, that there will be an element of Zrizim Akdim Mitzvahs even before the mitzvah is Chal. Because you're doing Chavivus HaMitzvahs, you're doing with Havas, you're doing with all the right Kavanas and all that. So that maybe could also be the Pshat and Taisus. Okay, now I just want to end with a little little Vart. The Pasuk says in this week's Parsha that Avraham Avinu, even though he was a Chayla, he just got the bris milah was just done to him. It says that vayar vayaris lekrasa. Vayar vayaris lekrasa. That Avraham Avinu, right? He saw the malachim coming. He didn't know they're malachim, and he ran to go greet them to go ahead and do achnasas arachim. So, in fact, a lot of people ask the shaila, the lachayra a chayla is pater from doing mitzvahs. So Avraham Avinu was not mechuyev to do achnasas arachim. So what's he running to go do achnasas arachim? It's all mitzvah. Namash all mitzvah. So some say that it's that his chesed was mamish in his DNA. He couldn't stop himself from doing chesed. Like chesed was him. Avraham Avinu was chesed. So how can he not do achnasas arachim? Even though he's sick, even though he's not feeling well, he's still like chesed is in his DNA. Pashim. Zok Moshe, beautiful. Moshe says a very beautiful zach. He says like this. He says, if Avraham Avinu wanted, he could have gotten rid of all the pain. He could have been healed immediately. Why? Because he could have davened. Zechariah Feinstein. He could have davened to the Rabbeinu Shalom and he would have taken away his pain. Now listen to this lashon. He says, Kimoy Shashamaloi Hashem Bechol Tfilaysav. The same way Hashem listens to all of Avraham Avinu's tefillahs. So, for sure, he would listen to his tefillah to take away the pain. Okay, listen, Ramosha can say this. Hashem, for sure, would have listened to his tefillahs, he would have taken away all the pain. Right? So, why didn't Avraham Avinu daven? He says, because the Yisurim were chavivin loy. He loved the Yisurim. He loved the Yisurim because they were Yisurim Shem Mitzvah. So, he wanted the Yisurim. He didn't want to get rid of the Yisurim. But now he's in the catch-22. Because now there's people coming. And really, if he would be feeling fine, he would have a mitzvah to do achnasas arachim. Now he's not feeling fine, so really, he should be pod there, but it's up to him. I mean, he's the one that's making himself in pain, because really he can get rid of the pain. So therefore, he's not going to say, well, I'm a chayla now, because I want the Yisurim Shal Mitzvah, right? That's... So Yisur Moshe says, he's not going to be a tzaddik on other people's cheshvinus. He's going to be a tzaddik that I'm going to have Yisurim because I want the Yisurim Shemitzvah, and now someone else is going to suffer. Those people walking now can't have a good meal, and I can't bring them in and protect them from the sun and give them a little, chizik. I can't do that because I'm being a tzaddik now because I want the Yisurim Shemitzvah. So Dr. Moshe, he didn't want to do that. So therefore, that's why he felt that he had to go do achlas rachmi, he had to vayyarts across him. You're not allowed to be a tzaddik on other people's chesbonos. What a beautiful lesson.